Policy committee members of Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board approved rules for the district's credit recovery program. The North Carolina Board of Education is requiring all districts to develop written policies to clear up confusion surrounding the program. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Through the credit recovery program, high school students who fail a course can get assessed, then retake online the portions that the assessment shows they did not understand. Some students thought they would be graded on the course, but they only get credit toward graduation if they pass it. Their original grade will remain on their transcripts. During the school board's policy committee's meeting to hammer out a written policy for the program, board member Thelma Byers-Bailey questioned Charles Jeter, CMS's policy administrator, about the controversial issue of students not getting grades through the program to help their GPAs.
If the rigor is in ingenuity, then why are we reluctant to give the child a grade?
Ms. Byers-Bailey, the state Board of Education, the state statute doesn't allow us to. It cannot affect your GPA. So unless we change that at the state level, we have no flexibility on that here at the local level.
The new CMS policy passed by the committee, which the full board has to approve, spells this out. It also calls for the superintendent to submit an annual report of the number of students taking credit recovery courses by subject in each school, the grade level of students, the pass rate for each course, and the number of graduating students in each school who took credit recovery classes. The Students for Education Reform Group has criticized the policy in the past for being confusing and not transparent enough. Sharita Comfort, the group's state associate director of organizing who attended the meeting, says the policy the committee approved is solid.
In the past, there hasn't been a lot of data around credit recovery, which has allowed a lot of schools to kind of milk the system and kind of filter students through without the necessary skills. So I'm excited to see what comes of it.
The new policy will have a first reading and a public hearing at next week's school board meeting, with a vote taken at the first meeting in August. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.